USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's ambassador to the United States said the Biden administration has asked for 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country when their visas expire on September 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will provide an update to the House on Tuesday about the steps being taken to distribute $46.5 billion in federal funds that were allocated to prevent evictions during the pandemic. Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward said Sellers' response was unacceptable.
We are looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. Voters deserve and demand a full audit, shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
More than 2,700 pages. Senators get to work on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has gone for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Senator James Lankford says he needs more time to digest the bill, but the Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see an infrastructure bill that contains only projects that can be paid for.
Obviously, we need to do infrastructure. That's a given. We do infrastructure. But this is not just an infrastructure bill. This is the Biden team saying they want to do something historic, something that's never been done, to spend more on infrastructure that's ever been done. So it takes the normal infrastructure bill that we would do, which is about $400 billion, which is big, and then it tacks onto it all of these giant things that have no pay-fors on them at all.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Sellers also threatened legal action in case the audit revealed any fraud or wrongdoing by Maricopa officials. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward.
Well, as much as they can do, based on the information the Senate's received in response to their fully legal legislative subpoena, what they've received so far from the county. Now, the Senate had to issue new subpoenas in the last couple of days, and we're looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. It includes some old data and new. Voters deserve and demand a full audit, shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election. These new subpoenas require that the routers or the information from them, including the Splunk logs, the ballot envelopes themselves, or at least the images of them, and all passwords, access keys, and tokens required to examine the tabulating machines be turned over to the Arizona State Senate by August 2nd. Maricopa County said they don't have access to those tokens and they don't have those passwords. Only their election vendor does. That's why the state Senate, wisely, in my view, has subpoenaed Dominion, the voting machine vendor.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.